Hello and welcome to another MyTunes podcast right here at manxradio.com.
Mark Tiley, the nation's station, Manx Radio.
Well, what is it? It's 6 o'clock or just gone that in the afternoon in the Isle of Man. What time is it, Fran Healy, in Los Angeles, in LA?
My gosh, it's 10:07 in the morning.
Oh, for goodness sakes, this is ridiculous. Yeah. And we've all been going on about the heat. we've been having a bit of thing with the heat over here, but what sort of temperatures are you getting in Los Angeles?
Well, it's pretty hot here all year round. You have this thing in June called June gloom, which it all just clouds over. You also have this thing called El Nino, which is the rains that happen in January, February, March. I think that's El Nino. And then, but most of the time, other than that, it's pretty nice and sunny and warm. Temperatures at their hottest can get up to, like, I've seen temperatures up to 104 here.
I was going to say, so you're not missing Scotland too much at the moment?
I always miss Scotland. I mean, we were just there. We were just in Scotland. We played a show with an artist called Jerry Cinnamon. We supported him as he headlined Hampden Park. And it was amazing. Unbelievable. His story's incredible. Just, you know, grassroots guy. Didn't get a record deal, but manages to sell out Hampden on two nights. Unbelievable.
Well, we can't wait to see you. We're going to talk a lot about you coming back to the Isle of Man, because I think, if I'm right, it's been over 10 years since you played.
Oh, God, it's been ages.
Yeah, been a long, long time. Mm. And I really think we're pretty lucky, because I don't know how you've managed to squeeze it in, because you're not doing that many gigs in and around Great Britain. So thank you.
Great to be invited, you know, because you're and to feel like we're coming over and going to see you all again. So it's really cool, man.
Well, it's going to be brilliant. It's the 9th, Tuesday the 9th, in the Villa Marina. Lovely venue. And you've been made very welcome, I know. Tomorrow, I want to talk about the tour and what you're doing, because it's a little bit special. I know it's going to be a little bit different from a traditional Travis tour. But for now, start us off with a real memory tune. I know what's coming.
This song, years and years and years ago, when I was about 3 years old, to be exact, my family, we all got in a minibus and we all went down to Blackpool for a holiday. And I have vague memories of it, little flashes of memories of, I actually remember the t-shirt that I was wearing and the hat that I had. And but the thing that I remember most of all is the song that was playing everywhere on the radio. Everywhere you went, they were playing this song. It's my first musical memory. And it is a song called Save All Your Kisses For Me by the Brotherhood of Man, I believe.
Though it hurts to go away, it's impossible to stay. But there's one thing I must say before I go. I love you.
I love you.
You know, I'll be thinking of you in most everything I do. Now the time is moving on, and I really should be gone. But you keep me hanging on for one more smile. Save all your kisses.
save them for me, even though you're only three.
I'm talking with Fran Healy of Travis. Thank you for coming on. It's great to have you.
It's lovely to be back. I feel like I should have a sleeping bag and a wee tent in the corner.
Magic. This tour. Now, we had, I guess you probably know them pretty well. Texas were over here on their much, much, much delayed tour. I think it was 2 years they had to postpone it because of the dreaded COVID and everything. And they did the whole of Southside, their album, as part one.
Wow.
And then they did a sort of greatest hits part two. And what I was going to ask you was, is that the way you're going to be playing it here next week? So is it going to be a game of two halves?
It's the game of two halves. We do the first half of the show is the album The Invisible Band, which has, you know, songs like Flowers in the Window and Sing and Side, and we play it like a record, like it's like putting a needle on the record. You get side one and side two, and then we come on in the second half and we play all like loads and loads more hits. And so that's kind of the format of it.
I think it's a brilliant idea because so many people will remember playing the CD or the vinyl. Yeah. So I guess you've got to play it in order.
In order, yeah. And it's very interesting. It's like we did The Man Who, the same thing with The Man Who. We did a tour of that album a few years ago on its 20th anniversary. And interestingly, I remember like the running order of that show was based on the album running order. It's not as good as the running order of this show, The Invisible Band, because we already played it a few times. We did like we've done a few shows with The Invisible Band now, and it's a lovely set. It's just it peaks at the right moments and it dips at the right moments, and it's very nice. And then obviously, you know, all the hits at the end is a good little bit of the cherry on top.
Let it rip. Let it rip in part two. I must ask you a question. Years ago, well, it would have been when the album came out, somebody told me about Flowers in the Window, and it was a phrase about, is it somebody having a baby?
Yeah, it's about meeting someone who you really think, this is the person who I want to make babies with. And the flowers in the window it's a metaphor for babies. You know, you're planting the seeds, watching the flowers grow.
Yeah.
They're babies.
I listened to it a lot when it came out and played it on the radio, obviously. Mm. It was so beautiful. It was a phrase, me, as a Southern softie, I wasn't aware of it. So there you go.
I think it's just me, actually, that just wrote it into that song. I think that's the only place it exists. I love that song so much. It's got such a lovely honesty to it. It's very nice.
The beautiful song. It'll be part of part one on, let me get the day, Tuesday, August the 9th, next Tuesday. Let's have your second track in this My Tunes. What's it going to be?
Well, the second tune is a song called Heart of Glass. And this was the soundtrack to my going to school, primary school for the first time, and that walking up the roads, and it was frosty. And I just remember those very, very cold mornings. And the refrain in my head that, I didn't know what it was or what the lyrics were saying, but I was 5 years old and it was, you know, an earworm. We'll be right back.
My guest on My Tunes all this week is Fran Healy. Travis will be here next Tuesday, and we can't wait, sir. It's been a long time in coming, but thank goodness you're coming back. Fran is in Los Angeles. I'm not. So if you hear a few squelches and things, you'll know why, because we're doing it over a computer. But never mind about that. I want to talk about the whole band, really. How important is it to you to have people that you really, really know? Because been together a long time. It's like a family. It seems to me like a family.
Yeah. Well, it's very important. We're all in our own ways. We, like, Dougie's the, there's 10 years gap between Dougie and his first sibling, like his older sister. So Dougie was not an only child, but you know, his sisters were all much older than he was. Andy was adopted. I am an only child, and Neil is an only child. And I think our special bond as a band is that we're a brotherhood, and we've managed to, you know, get through ups and downs and ins and outs all over the years, and we're still together, and still very much in love after all these years of marriage, and it's not lost on us. You know, it's rare. I think that's something that when you see Travis, you're not just seeing live music, you're seeing live friendship, and that's something that in a band you just don't get much of these days.
Were you able to keep in touch during the lockdowns and the COVID stuff?
We're kind of in touch a lot anyway, but you know, we're not in each other's pockets. We pretty much live in each other's pockets when we're on tour. So when we get off the road, we're like, right, see you later, bye. And then, you know, there's the odd text and the how are you and happy birthdays and happy Christmases and that. But it's one of these relationships now that's the longest running in any of our lives.
Yeah.
And you know, it's quite funny. It's quite cool. And they still make me laugh, and I think I still make them laugh sometimes.
Well, the chemistry is clear for all of us. You can see it. I mean, you can just see it when you're up there. Today's track, beautiful song, a Beatles song. I thought there might be a Beatles one in there somewhere, Fran.
Yeah, I recently, me and my friend, it was his idea. Like, we were playing up in Glasgow, and he wanted to meet me in Liverpool and go. He's from Berlin. And the Beatles is his favourite band. He's like 60, in his 60s. So I met him in Liverpool, and we went and toured McCartney's and Lennon's house. McCartney's house was really incredibly, that was actually the highlight of the whole thing. Something about that house, it's on ley lines. I don't know, it's got magical, special powers in it. I don't know what it was. I was close to tears the whole way through that. But the thing that I noticed on Lennon's Aunt Mimi's house, where Lennon lived from the age of 5 till I think he was 22, was there was a thing on the wall, like a little poem written on the wall, and its meter, you know, the way it read, it was very, very similar to In My Life, which is one of my favourite songs that he ever wrote, and it was one of those songs that every time I hear it, I don't know, it just touches me. There's something about it. And he wrote it when he was very young, and I think he has this kind of wisdom beyond his years.
There are places I remember all my life, though some have changed, some forever, not for better. Some have gone, and some remain. All these places have their moments. With lovers and friends, I still can recall. Some are dead and some are living.
Week on My Tunes, my guest is Fran Healy, Travis the Man, and they're coming here and they're going to be on the stage at the Villa Marina, the Royal Hall, on Tuesday. I think if you're lucky, there's just a couple of seats left, but don't take my word for it. Get on to the site, go and click on, I'll have a look around. You might get a standing one, and 600-555 if you want to give the box office a call, because they can talk to you, which is always nice. A real person will speak to you, I promise. Fran is in Los Angeles. I am not. And this is a recorded interview over Zoom, because it's crazy time of day there. It's about quarter past 10 there in the morning, and it's 6 here. But we're working on it, Fran. We're getting there. Berlin. Yeah. Berlin was your home for quite a while before you moved out to Los Angeles. I'm fascinated by that. I know a lot of people who found, I don't know, magic in Berlin or a way about the place. What was it that drew you there?
We moved there 2008. We just had Clay, our son, and I just thought it would be, I'd gone out there and you're walking around the streets of Berlin, you felt like, it felt a bit like the 70s in Britain, a little bit. Just, I don't know what it was, like, there was a little bit of more innocence in the air. I always felt like at the time in the UK, I don't know just now because I've been away for a while, but when I lived in the UK, I lived in London, you were always kind of like, you had that sort of feeling that you might get mugged. And I never ever felt that in Berlin. So we had 9 years there, and it's just a really cool place. Very, very interesting place to live in. You go and walk down streets and there's sort of machine gun holes. They've left them in the walls. They've left stuff there to remind themselves of something that they never want to do again. And I think that's something that we can all maybe learn from.
Culturally, it couldn't be, it's diametrically opposed to Los Angeles, the glittering city of angels, I would say, compared to Berlin.
Well, funnily enough, Berlin and Los Angeles are sister cities.
Oh wow, I didn't know that.
On paper they're connected, they're like twin cities, and so there's quite an exchange between the two cities. But yes, they are very, very different. Interestingly, I think Berlin is way more liberal and way more tolerant and progressive than Los Angeles is, even though Los Angeles would like to think it's the center of the progressive world and the liberal world. It's almost like they're a bit too arch about it, whereas in Germany they really are. They take in people from all over, and they look after people and they take care of business. But over here, you've got to have money, and they don't take care of people very well. And there's a lot of homelessness here. So yes, it's definitely different from living in Berlin. It's nice though. The weather's nice. So that's good. That's good enough for me.
Yeah. Glorious, I think the weather. Glorious. Look, before I let you go, can you tell us, are there new projects coming for you at the moment? I mean, what's happening? Yeah. What's happening forward looking?
You can see me, and this is, look, here's my little place where I write.
Oh yeah.
See? I've got like songs and things. Look, there's an Altered Images album.
Oh wow.
And yeah, and there's my mic that I sing and my guitars. So I'm at the moment I'm trying to write. I say trying, and I always say trying, because that's all you can do. Is like, it's, there's two ways to write songs. I'll keep this brief.
Okay.
There's song designing, which is pretty much every song that you hear on the radio since the beginning of time, which is they look at what's going on and, you know, they design it. They really think about it. And then there's, I call it song divining, which is you just sit and you try, and it comes from, I don't know where it comes from. And that's what I'm doing right now. It's a bit like going out in a wee boat with a fishing rod with no bait on it and trying to find that one fish in a huge lake. I'm quite good at catching them, so I've not lost any faith yet.
Does it get harder, Fran? Does it get any harder as the time marches on? No.
That's the joy. That's the absolute joy of it, because it's always, always, it's weird. It's not hard, because when you don't have bait on the end of your line and you're just sitting in that little rowing boat out in the middle of the lake, there's all these other songwriters that are sitting on the lake as well, and they've all got much as chance as you have to catch that magic fish. There's no skill to it. You just have to be patient, and it might just come to you, but it might as well go to someone else as well. But so you can't beat yourself up about it. You just have to be patient.
Well, we look forward to hearing the fruits of your fishing too long. We look forward to that. The last track then to finish us off.
Well, one of the bands that really made me want to be in a band is REM. And I thought, considering all of the doom and gloom and global warming and wars and all of that, I thought perfect song to play us out would be It's the End of the World as We Know It, and I Feel Fine.
That is a cracking song and a great way to finish. We can't wait to see you on the 9th. Safe travels to get here, and we'll look forward to Travis in the Villa Marina on the 9th of August. Fran, thank you.
Oh, I can't wait, man. Thanks so much for having me.
That's great. It starts with an earthquake, birds and snakes, an airplane. And Lenny Bruce is not afraid. I have a hurricane. Listen to yourself. Churn world, serve its own needs. Dummy, serve your own needs. Feed it up an ox, speak, grunt, no strength. The ladder starts to clatter with fear. Bite down. High fire and a fire. Representing 7 games in a government for hire and a combat site. Left to us are coming in a hurry with the furies breathing down your neck. Team, my team reporters babble Trump.
It's the end of the world as we know it.
Thanks to Fran Healy from Travis for bringing us up to speed with the band and what he's up to in this latest My Tunes podcast with me, Mark Tiley. Don't forget, join me if you can for the morning show, the Shore Morning Show, right here on Manx Radio, Monday to Friday, 9:30 till 12.